Rugged is 8, is 14, lives in Baghdad, likes the Backstreet Boys and Shania Twain. Her favorite movies are Home Alone and Garfield. She loves cats. I've become electronically acquainted with Rugged because my daughter likes to climb onto my lap when I'm writing early in the morning and asks to see pictures of cats. We were looking on the web one day when we found Rugged's site, Baghdad Girl. Rugged posts pictures of cats napping on pillows and in baskets, cats curled up on stairs and in sinks. Iraq forever, her website proclaims, cats forever and Baghdad Girl forever. Rugged rarely writes about daily life in Baghdad. In posting the pictures of cats that she receives and shares from around the world, she may be seeking diversion from it. But last August 26, she wrote, "The situation here does not help to write at all. There are always explosions and bomb cars. 4 days ago, a big explosion happened near my house. This bomb car killed 2 children, broke windows, and brought fear. Thanks to God, we are all fine, but who knows in the next time?" There were scores of responses. A woman wrote, "Ragda, I check your site all the time because I love your cat pictures and because I care about you and your family. In posting your cat photos and your news, you are bringing beauty and honesty to the world. Thank you." A U.S. soldier named Skip tells her, "I get scared, too. Stay strong." Another girl, Mastura from Malaysia, writes Rugged to say, "Know what? Today my cat, Tompok, died. I am really sad. I cried about 5 hours. I bury it in the garden. I hope I will get another cat just like Tompok. Tompok, I love you. I hope Tompok hears me. Allah, love Tompok." Mastura seemed to know that whatever Rugged's own perils, perhaps because of them, she would understand the sadness of another girl who's lost something precious. Rugged has kept posting her cat pictures, and last December 15th she added, "Today the weather was very nice, no cars and no bombs. It was a great day for a walk, so my parents went to vote, and they said the streets were full of people. It was a good day in Iraq, and that was a thing we haven't seen for a long time." But that message was 2 months ago. This week, as more bombs have gone off in the streets and towns around Rugged, we decided to send her a note. But what words of comfort can you send from a comfortable place in the world to a young girl who has already seen too much to be fooled into thinking that mere warm words can keep her truly safe? We told Rugged that the pictures she posts delight us. We said, "Long live Iraq. Long live cats. Long live Baghdad Girl."